Blog Talk Radio.
Your word
and living the way you said I should live. I repent, Lord Jesus. Just want you to come in and hear our prayer this morning, Lord Jesus, and don't turn from us, Lord, because we repent and we want you to hear the word, that you will receive the word and you will answer us and say, hear my child, what can I do for you? We thank you so much for this opportunity that you have given us this morning for early Sunday morning prayer. We don't take it lightly, and we thank you so much that you have called us in for this broadcast, Lord, on Sundays. It's been quite a while, too, going on 2 years, I think, that you have allowed this prayer to come on Sunday morning, early Sunday morning prayer. And with that, we give you glory, we give you praise, and we love you, and we say have your way this morning in each and every one of our lives. And I'm going to read from Psalms 5, 1-3. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for on thee will I pray. My voice shall thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and I will look upwards. We thank you for your scriptures and your words, Lord Jesus, this morning. We thank you that you allowed me to go in and to read these three verses coming out of Psalms 5, out of the King James Version 1-3. Lord Jesus, we just thank you this morning. We just praise you. We just magnify you. Hallelujah, because without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we would fail. Without you, we would be like a ship without a sail. Lord Jesus, word my mouth and take from my heart, Lord, not flesh natures, but the heart that you have allowed to put your words in my heart, that we may pray and cry out to you, that you would hear us, and you would say, here you are, my children, and I will answer, and you will show us great and mighty things that we know not of. Hallelujah, we just praise you. Lord Jesus, this morning we pray for our founded host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we ask you, you know what's in her heart, and you know what she stands in need of. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you brought us such a mighty long ways. You took all the way back to New Orleans to start a mighty work for your kingdom. Lord Jesus, we ask you to bless her, protect her, guide her, and direct her, Lord, in the steps that you would have her to go. Hallelujah, and let her know that if you gave her the vision, that you have the provision for it. Lord Jesus, we ask, pray for her mother. We pray for her sister. We pray for her brothers. Hallelujah, and her sister. Our sister Dawn is always faithful on this broadcast, Lord Jesus. We lift her up to you this morning. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, and we pray for her son Jamal. Hallelujah, Lord, you have answered prayers. You have released her in Stockton to go to New Orleans to be closer to her son. And for that, we give you praise and we give you glory. How sweet it is for her and her heart, Lord Jesus, to know that she's only an hour or two away from her son and that she can visit him. And, Lord Jesus, that you can talk to her heart and draw her son in, Lord Jesus, for what he was saying, what must I do to be saved? Lord Jesus, we pray for her grandchildren, Lord Jesus, and her son, Lord. Hallelujah. We pray for her great-grandchildren. We pray for her mother and all of her siblings. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we pray for the church that she's attending now, Lord. We pray for the bishops, Lord. We pray for the ministers, Lord. We pray for the elders all over the world that you have called, to open up the work of a church, and your precious family has joined that church, Lord Jesus. So give them anointing today. Don't let them leave the way they came in, Lord, if they haven't prayed or seek you or you haven't directed their path. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. You know what each and every one of us stand in need of. Hallelujah, because if it wasn't for your mercy, where would we be? If it wasn't for your kindness, where would we be? If it wasn't for your telling us that all we have to do is ask you for wisdom, for understanding. Hallelujah. And you say you would no otherwise hold any good thing from us, Lord Jesus, and we thank you. We pray this morning for wisdom and knowledge and understanding into your word. Lord Jesus, we ask you to walk and guide and direct us down the path you would have us to go in, Lord Jesus. We praise you and we magnify you. We thank you for each and everyone's children, husband or wives that's on this broadcast, Lord Jesus. Whatever they stand in need of, Lord, you know, because you can go where we can't go. Hallelujah. You know our DNA and you know our address. Hallelujah. And you know just what we need because you can see and you can hear and you know everything that's going on in our lives, each and every one, because you are God, that you made this heaven and the earth and you made man and you made woman in your image and your likeness. Hallelujah. And then you started a family on this earth. Hallelujah. The first family. Hallelujah. That you put on this earth, Lord Jesus, that was made by you and the husband and the wife. And you sanctioned marriage all the way back in the book of Genesis. Lord, and we praise you. And we thank you that you found us. Hallelujah. In sin and shame. And you said, here come my children. You just repent. Hallelujah, you repent, and I'll no otherwise hold any good thing from you. I will teach you. I will guide you. I will lead you into my righteousness unto the 66 books of the Bible, the Holy Bible, 39 old and 27 new. Hallelujah, and you said the old was a schoolmaster to the new, Lord Jesus, to teach us the way we need to go. Hallelujah, to live according to your words and your kingdom on this earth. We know we're on this earth and we're just pilgrims passing by. But while we're on this earth, Lord Jesus, we have to live according to your will and your purpose. Hallelujah. Instill it in us, Lord Jesus. Take every natural application out of us, our hearts, Lord Jesus, and put your words in there. Lord, if we're fearful, if we're unsure, hallelujah, Lord, we ask you to touch us, to pull on our heartstrings, that you may let us know, I'm here, I'm leading, I'm guiding you. You just take my word and you read it and you pray that it goes into your heart with understanding, and your heart will keep your mind in perfect peace. Hallelujah. You said that everything we need is in you. Hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty, mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore you. What a mighty God we serve. And we adore you on this earth, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this opportunity that you're carrying us. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you're leading and guiding our steps. Hallelujah. We thank you for the topics that you give us every week on this broadcast, Lord Jesus. And sometimes we have these topics for 2-3 weeks until you release us. Hallelujah, that we all have got a rhema word from you. Hallelujah, and that whatever is that we're doing, and Lord, and it's not pleasing according to your word, that you will send a word and you will say, Lord, my children, this is not with the way I needed to go. Go to Psalm such and such. Go to Ecclesiastes. Go to Proverbs. Hallelujah. Because you said in Proverbs, in all our ways, acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. You didn't say you couldn't and you wouldn't. You say you shall. So shall mean it is, it has come and it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we thank you. And you said in your words that we need wisdom. If we need understanding, hallelujah, to call on you, because you want us to have the understanding from you, Lord Jesus. We want to walk. We want to live. We want to talk the way you have us to talk in our words, in your words, Lord Jesus. And once we get this Bible and you allow us up to read the Bible and pray, or pray and read the Bible, that it will go into our hearts, Lord Jesus, and we will, as you, like you want us to do, walk it out. Hallelujah. As Evangelist Prophetess Darlene said, you got to walk this out. Hallelujah. She brought a word, rhema word. So we just thank you, Lord Jesus, to allow us to walk it out. Hallelujah. To call on you, Lord Jesus, that you may lead and that you may guide us. Lord Jesus, this morning we pray for the sick and we pray for the shut-in. Lord Jesus, you can go where we can't go. And you know the ones that's homebound. Lord Jesus, we ask you to touch them, to let this broadcast go to their homes, Lord, wherever it may be, all over the world, Lord, and let them know that you love them. Let them know that you care about them, and let them know that you're ordering their steps. Hallelujah, and they will be able to heal. You're a healer. You're a deliverer. Hallelujah. You're a way maker. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We look to the hill from which our help comes. Our help comes from you. No other help we know but from you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it. We thank you in the midnight hour. Hallelujah. While we're resting, Lord, that you take over and you give us peace. You give us peace to move further. You give us peace to go forth, Lord Jesus, in your word. You give us peace to have brother and sister. You give us peace to love like the Bible say love. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Peace you give to us like nobody else can give to us, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah, we praise you for it. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, we lift up all the bereaved families all over this world, Lord Jesus. Lord, you can go where we can't go. You can comfort their heart, Lord Jesus. You can talk to them all day long, whichever way they call on you, Lord Jesus. We know that it's the time our family members or whatever, Lord, as they go forth, Lord Jesus, we know that you're there in the midst of us. Lord Jesus, we ask you to have your soul winners go out. Lord Jesus, you said the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. Give us a mind, Lord Jesus, to work in your vineyard. Give us a mind, Lord Jesus, to go out and call, compel your people to come into your house, your family. Hallelujah, that you have set in order, that you have directed in the path, Lord Jesus. You have your family in such a beautiful array of flowers, hallelujah, and colors and statue from all over the world, Lord Jesus, into your family. And you have led and you have guided us and you have cared for us, hallelujah, when we're sick and shut in and don't know where this is coming from or that is coming from. You said, call on you. And you will answer us, and you will show us great and mighty things that we know not of. We thank you for each and every anointed speaker, the men and women anointed that come on this broadcast, Lord, that you have sent to this broadcast. Hallelujah. We may not have met them in person, Lord Jesus, some of them, but we feel their spirit, and we know that you are connected with it. Hallelujah, and we thank you for it. We thank you for the teaching that you give us each and every day. We learn examples. We thank you each and every day, Lord, that when we are obedient, hallelujah, that you will give us more word, more understanding, and more anointing in the ministries that you have called us to go. Hallelujah. You said in your word that each and every one that you have called into your kingdom, your family of God, that you have gave a ministry to. Hallelujah. You may gave one, some two, some three, some four, but some of them you have gave all of the gifts that they can operate at any given time as your will be done. Hallelujah, we thank you for it. We ask you to stir up the gifts that's within us, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, let us not be fearful in doing good work for you. Hallelujah, take that fear from us, Lord Jesus, if we're walking down that path, because you said you're not the author of fear. You're not the author of confusion. Hallelujah, that is not of you, Lord Jesus. And this morning, Lord, if we feel any type of thing that's not spiritual, Lord Jesus, we ask you to take it from us. Take it from my heart. Take it from my mind. Hallelujah. And put your rhema word in our hearts and in our mind. And you said, whatsoever thing is pure, whatsoever thing is lovely, you said, think on it. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. You said that the world and everything is in it is you while you're on this earth. You said the land that you will give us we haven't built. Hallelujah. You said that each and every one of us, hallelujah, because you're no respecter person. Hallelujah, that you would do for us as you said you would do. Hallelujah, and you would let us know that it's not pleasing in your word, that and it's a blessing that you would take us back as we read the word, or we go today or in the evening and we rest, Lord Jesus, that you would come in and you would show us, or you would speak to us and you would guide us and you would take us to scripture where you're saying, Lord Jesus, this is what I want y'all to do today, tonight. Hallelujah, early in the morning that you're there with us. Hallelujah, in the evening you're there. Hallelujah, at noontime you said to pray early in the morning, at noontime and in the evening, and you will hear our prayer and you will answer it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for that, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, we had 10,000 times. We couldn't thank you enough. Hallelujah, so we just thank you for each and every church that you have established, Lord, each and every bishop, pastor, hallelujah, that you have established to teach your people. We thank you that you have allowed our steps to go into different congregations, Lord Jesus, into where you would lead and guide us and be a family, and you will teach us and you will guide us and you will direct and lead us. You say, repent and be baptized, every one of you. Hallelujah, in your name, and you shall receive the Holy Ghost. You didn't say you could, would, or had. You say you shall receive the Holy Ghost, but you got to have faith. Hallelujah, faith to faith to faith to faith. You got to believe this word. You got to receive this word. And not only that, you got to act on this word. You while we're waiting for you, Lord Jesus, we're still moving. We do not want to be still. We want to be doing your will and your way and your word. Hallelujah. We thank you that you give us the opportunity this morning to lift up our president of this United States, of Barack Obama. Hallelujah. And First Lady Michelle Obama. Hallelujah, Lord. We lift them up to you. Hallelujah. And their family and her mother. Hallelujah. They're so diligent there, Lord. We ask you to cover them with your precious blood, Lord Jesus. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come to them. And, Lord, we're in the middle of the night. Hallelujah. Give them word that they want to live according to the way you say. They want to be saved and sanctified and go forth and filled with the Holy Ghost, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We ask you to watch all over the FB, the Secret Service, and all them that's watching over him, Lord. Keep him protected and guide him and direct him, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, that you may be pleasing. Hallelujah, that he would do what you have him to do for your precious people on this earth. And we thank you. We thank you. We pray for the Congress. Hallelujah. We pray for the Senate. We pray for all the governors all over this state, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Things are going on, but we know that you have everything under control. Hallelujah. You said to us, Lord, that sometimes we go through trials and we go through tribulation. It's to make us. It's to take things out of us that's not pleasing in your sight. It's to take the natural applications out of our life that we have done all our life, and to be spiritual. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you for it. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you're looking out for us. Hallelujah, that you're guiding and you're directing and you're leading. And we thank you for guiding and directing the mighty men and women of God that bring this word of life to your people. Hallelujah, with the anointing of heaven that you have sent down on this earth for your precious people. Hallelujah, and we thank you for it, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the ones you have sent on this broadcast. Hallelujah, just Lord, and we just thank you For Sister Dawn, we thank you for Minister Democrat as he traveled, Lord. We thank you, Lord, the blessing, the covering, protecting. We thank you, Lord, for Prophetess Darlene Davis. We thank you, Lord. We ask you to bless each and every one. Sister Dawn and Jarvis, hallelujah, and her family, Lord. She's so faithful to your broadcast. She's so faithful. That's Evangelist Adrian's oldest sister. And we can sure look up and see her on this line every day, whether she's able to talk or not. She come on and she supports your broadcast. And, Lord Jesus, we ask you to bless her, establish her. Hallelujah. Let her house be nothing but peace. Everywhere she goes, let her have peace, Lord Jesus. And you said you will, if you give her a vision, you will provide the provision. Lord, so you know what we all stand in need of this morning. Hallelujah. We just thank you for it. Hallelujah. We thank you for Sister Albertine. You know, you start getting in trouble when you call names because you may leave one out. But, Lord, I'm going to say, bless each and every one that you have directed on this line. Hallelujah, to come forth and be encouragement to Evangelist Bernard. Hallelujah, to be encouragement to the saints on this line. Hallelujah, to know that you have it all in control. Hallelujah, and that you send a rhema word on this broadcast every day, that we may grow, that we may live, that we may have our being in you. Hallelujah, because you are the one, Lord Jesus, that we depend on. Help us depend on you more, Lord Jesus, when things are going not the way we wanted to go, because you said in this world you'll have tribulation, you'll have problems, you'll have trouble. But a lot of times, Lord, is for us to pass tests so that we can go forth and you can send a soul to us with the same type of situation that you have brought us out. And we can say, my God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Woo! Hallelujah. I felt that one. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We thank you for it. Hallelujah, Lord. We pray for each and every one that's all over this world. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, that this broadcast is going forth. Hallelujah, Lord. You know what they stand in need of. And you said to call on you, and you will show us great and mighty things that we know not of. You said that we want to be saved, to give our lives to you. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We must repent. Hallelujah, because it was a time you said that all souls are yours and the soul that sinneth shall die. But then you also said, hallelujah, if you repent, you'll no otherwise turn away from them. Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. You don't leave it, Lord Jesus. I want us to come and be in your family. Hallelujah. And you love us, each and every one, Lord, but you hate the sin. Hallelujah. So we ask you this morning to continue giving us direction in your word. Continue getting us up to pray in the morning. Continue, no matter if we can't, if we don't know how to pray, we get nervous or we don't have energy. Lord, just call on, I say this, call Jesus, 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 and you will answer. Hallelujah. And you will teach us. You will lead and you will guide us in your word. Hallelujah, because we have to have faith. Hallelujah. You said if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can tell this mountain to be ye removed. And guess what? It's got to be removed because the word of the Lord Jesus said it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, that you always there watching us. You said you never slumber. You never sleep. I may call this, I may call that, and I get a busy signal. They say, well, call me back. I'm on the telephone. But you said when you call you never slumber, you never sleep. You're always there to answer our call. Hallelujah. So let's make our prayer a call. Hallelujah. Lord, we're calling on you. Hallelujah. Lord, if we've done anything that's not pleasing in your sight, we ask you to forgive us, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. To teach us, to show us, to guide us and direct us down this straight and narrow path. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You said that in no wise that you would leave or take our Holy Spirit from us when we have done your will. Hallelujah, that you will teach us and that you will guide us. Hallelujah, and that you will place us in a family environment in your kingdom. Hallelujah, in your family of believers, your church. Hallelujah. So this morning, Lord, we're praying for all the churches all over the world that you are in, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, that you would touch, hallelujah, your people. Hallelujah, that you would heal your people, Lord. And you said you can heal the land, and you'll give us land we haven't worked for. Hallelujah, you'll give it to us, Lord Jesus, once we are obedient to your word and your way. Hallelujah, and obedient to the pastors or bishops that you have set us over. Hallelujah, and we thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We acting or saying or doing whatever, Lord Jesus. We ask you, like I say, to forgive us, Lord. Hallelujah, that we may run this race with patience. Hallelujah, because it's a race set before us. You said that everybody will get the same amount of money, whether they came in 5 days before you or 25 days after you. Hallelujah, you said you give us all the same pay. Hallelujah. So we just thank you and we appreciate you, Lord Jesus, for your work, for your understanding, for coming to get us when we was in sin and shame. Hallelujah, and we thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray for each and every one that's on the broadcast today. Hallelujah, whatever you have need of. Hallelujah, call on the Lord, and he will show you, he will guide you, and he will lead you because he's a loving God. He's a merciful God. Hallelujah, and he will not allow you not to come forth with his words and his way and to come in and learn. Learn of him. Hallelujah. Teach as he teach us to go forth in your word. And we thank you this morning, and we give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise. Hallelujah. We give you all the praise this morning. Hallelujah, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your faithfulness. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your grace, most of all. And we thank you for your mercy, because your mercy is new each morning. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We feel you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you for the ones on the chat room. Hallelujah. Guest 1120. We thank you this morning for getting up to early Sunday morning prayer with us. It's a corporate prayer where anybody or all of your people can come in and join and pray. Hallelujah. We're normally on this broadcast, Lord, for 30 minutes. Hallelujah. Before we go to our local assemblies or wherever we're going today. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. You have your way. And let your perfect will be done in our lives. And we will give you all the glory. We will give you all the praise, and we will give it to you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, because nobody can do it like you. Hallelujah, nobody can do it like you, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you, and we praise you, and we thank you for Sister Sherry being a Sherry on being on the line. Hallelujah, we thank you for area number, I think it's Sister Earlene, for being on the line this morning. Hallelujah, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, for Sister Dawn being on the line. Hallelujah, we ask you to bless them, God, and direct them. Hallelujah, whatever they stand in need of, Lord Jesus, you have it. Hallelujah, wherever they stand in need of being led, Lord Jesus, you can lead them and you can guide them. Hallelujah, we thank you this morning that you led them to this prayer line, even though we're getting ready to close out, Lord Jesus. We just praise you because you're going to have your way and you're going to have your will to be done on this broadcast. And, Lord, we just thank you and praise you, and we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, and we just lift up our founding host again, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, that you would touch and guide and direct as you're leading her, Lord Jesus, because if you gave her the vision, you got the provision for it. Hallelujah, and we thank you this morning. Hallelujah, and we can't say anything else but thank you. Hallelujah, like we say, My voice shall thou hear in the morning, O Lord. Each and every voice is on this broadcast. And will I direct my prayer unto thee. We're all directing the prayer unto you, Jesus. And we'll look up. We will look up because our help comes from you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We can't do anything without you. Hallelujah. We pray for each and every one that came on this broadcast this morning, just early Sunday morning prayer. Hallelujah. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. And we just give you all the glory. And we just give you all the praise. And you know, Lord Jesus, we thank you for the peace. We thank you for the love. We thank you for the joy. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the income that you have given us. We thank you for our husbands or wives. We thank you for our children. We thank you for our mothers and our fathers, Lord Jesus. We thank you for our siblings, Lord. We just thank you for a family that you have put us in. Hallelujah. And you know our DNA, and you know every strand of hair that's on our head, and you know our address where we live, and you know what we stand in need of, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you this morning that you have given us the opportunity to come forth and have prayer with you. Hallelujah, Lord, to seek your words. Hallelujah, while you may be found. To call on you while you may be near. And we don't take it lightly, Lord Jesus. This is an honor that not only you have allowed Evangelist Bernard to be the founding host of this broadcast, but to send your precious people on this line. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, that they may hear and you say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Hallelujah, we want to hear, well done, Lord Jesus. We want to hear by your word, by our prayer, Lord Jesus. You say, if we pray, that you will strengthen us more and more. You want the words to be in our heart and the meditation, hallelujah, of our heart to be in where we need it to be, Lord Jesus, and that's in you. Hallelujah. So we thank you this morning. We praise you. We don't take it lightly. Hallelujah, that you would open up this Block Talk Radio for early Sunday morning prayer. Hallelujah. So we thank each and every one of you for being on the broadcast today. And we say, have your way. Let the Lord bless you. Let the Lord guide you. Let the Lord direct you in the steps that he has ordered for you. And the steps is this also. Just keep walking because he said he will lead and guide you down a straight and narrow path. Hallelujah. And if you get off of it, the Lord say, just repent and come back to me because I still can take you there. Hallelujah. And he knows everything about us. He knows everything about us. So nothing is hidden from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So with that, we just thank you for coming on today and being a part of early Sunday morning prayer. We thank you in the chat room. Hallelujah for being on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord because he knew who was going to be on this broadcast today and give us encouragement and to pray his will. Hallelujah. So we just thank you this morning for tuning in. And, Lord Jesus, we ask you to bless them, protect them, guide them, and direct them. And you know what they stand in need of, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, because you're God that know everything. Hallelujah, because you have made this earth and all this image. You made man, and you brought him a helpmeet. Hallelujah, out the side of his ribs, Lord. Hallelujah, and then you instituted family. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And it's been on ever since like that. So you know everything about us. And we thank you, we love you, and we praise you. And we just give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise. And with that, we're going to close out with Because of Who You Are by Vicki Young.
Glory, because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are,
Praise the Lord. Have a blessed day, everybody. Closing out.